Amen. We are here to pray. And the songwriter says, nothing prayers cannot do. Everybody now.
Jesus answers prayer. Nothing prayers cannot do.
If you know that song, sing it.
Jesus answers prayer.
Nothing prayers cannot do. Hallelujah.
Jesus answers prayer. Nothing prayers cannot do. Jesus
say it again.
Prayer.
Oh, nothing prayers cannot do.
Oh, Jesus answers prayer. Nothing prayers cannot do.
He answers.
Jesus answers.
One more time.
Nothing prayers
cannot do.
Hallelujah.
Jesus answers prayer.
Nothing prayers cannot do. Oh, yes.
Jesus answers prayer.
Amen. Turn to your neighbor and look at your neighbor. Tell your neighbor anything you like. Anything you like. Okay, tell another neighbor. Tell him anything. Anything you like, just tell him anything you like. Microphone. What did he tell you? What did she tell you? What did your neighbor tell you? Eh? What did he tell you?
She's praying for me.
I said she should tell you something. Did I say she should pray for you? When they pray for a person, they tell them something. No, be God, did they tell? Did I say you should tell God something for your neighbor? Tell your neighbor something that will make your neighbor to be happy. Just tell them again. Something that will make your neighbor to be happy. Thank you very much. Now look at another neighbor. Tell your neighbor, I want to bless you. What can I do for you this night? I want to bless you. You must bless somebody. I want to bless you. Neighbor, what can I do? What do you want me to do for you? Oh yeah, give him the thing where he asks you. Amen. Hey, I thank God to say, not be this kind of churches where brother and sister they sit down together. Somebody for turn, I want your love. Amen. But now, I want transport money, I beg. I never chopped since yesterday. Give them. You have blessed everybody, you see. Nobody will live here without blessing today. I repeat, nobody will live here without blessing today. Turn and prophesy to your neighbor now. Prophesy. You will not live here the same as you came. Whatever is your heart desire that has kept you awake up to this hour, the Lord will give it to you. Prophesy. Hallelujah. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. You are among those that will testify after today's vigil. Clap your hands for that. Amen. Let's take some questions. If there is a Bible question, there will be a Bible answer. If it is a question concerning tradition, there will be a traditional answer. But here, this is not a gathering of your traditional town union. This is a gathering of Christians. You may be seated. Welcome everyone to our breakthrough night. It's a breakthrough night. It's a breakthrough night. Every hindrance to the manifestation of your expectation this month, we shall break through it in the name of Jesus. Who wants to be the first person? Those of you online, watching us online, the number is on the screen to call or text or WhatsApp. If you are here, anybody wants to ask question here? Stand up quickly, give him microphone quickly, wherever you are, right there. Can you give him microphone, please? Quickly.
Sir, please. Is it possible for the promise of God to a particular person in a village to be fulfilled by another person in that same village if it's not fulfilled by a person which is being spoken to?
A promise of God.
To a particular person in a particular lineage be fulfilled by another person in that same lineage if it's not being fulfilled by a person whom it is being spoken to.
Now, listen, first and foremost, God has no grandchildren.
Yes, sir.
So the promise for you will not pass to another person. For every man shall give account of himself.
Yes, sir. I believe, but it was when I had the teaching of Pastor Tunde Bakare. That's why I was confused. I said, why is this?
I didn't hear the teaching, so I can't answer it. I don't know what he said.
Okay, sir. So I have the second one, which is the last one. So I said that, can having faith make a certain condition which you are in to be rigid, as if make it to be strong, as if you have faith?
Make a condition to be strong.
If you are in a certain condition, as you are comfortable in that condition, can having faith make that condition to be rigid in you?
If there's anybody there that understands the question, can you repeat the question for me, please? Yes? Somebody there. Somebody want to help him out.
So he said, can having faith make some certain condition to be rigid?
Rigid?
Yes.
A condition to be rigid?
Yes. That is exactly, I believe that is what he's asking.
Okay, give an example. Maybe if you give an example, it may be clearer.
As in, okay. Maybe you are in a, let me just say, let me put it this way. As in, you have a kind of a house, or a kind of a job. As in, let that, as in, having faith now, if it's God that gave you that job, can you make the job to be rigid, as in, being permanent in that job?
But please. The ministers, only me cannot answer now. You can help me now. You can help me now. Then you tell him now if you don't understand it. Because it's not only me. The question is to the pulpit. You should. I'm not hearing him. Maybe you will hear him. Then you will.
Sir, see the question he's asking. But it's like the question. I don't know why he's asking the question. He said, having faith, like God has, for example, placed you in a comfortable condition, for example, a good job. He said, you having faith, will it fortify that position, that condition? So, I don't know why he's asking the question.
Because it doesn't make sense to
me. It does not.
I don't know what to answer you.
Yes.
Faith can do all things, including that condition.
Yes.
Faith can do all things. Next person, please.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. My name is Hansen Aniekan. Please, I want to ask. I was opportune to be in the service on Sunday, and the message was stand firm. And I wanted to ask question, but there was no time for that. And I want to ask the question. Is it that more firm somebody is in God, the more afraid he or she becomes, or afraid? For instance, in the case of Elijah, having done so many miracles, then when a woman confronted him, he had to run into his hiding. Or could it be that he was not firm in God? That is why he ran. That is my question.
I'm not the one that preached on Sunday. Pastor, you preach on Sunday. Come and answer now.
Praise God. If I would understand you, you said you were asking. You are saying, why did Elijah run away?
Yes, after having performed a lot of miracles, then when a woman threatened him, he ran.
I believe that is the human part of him that, came into display. But you also understand that even after that, he still exhibited boldness. After that, he thought he was alone, but God also made him to understand that there are others that God has preserved for so many reasons. So I don't think it is not because he wasn't standing firm, but humanity also, the human in him, came into manifestation. But yet, he was still firm in the Lord.
Thank you.
Next person, there's a sister here too.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, there's somebody online. From where, please? From Brother Isaac from Nasarawa State. Shalom, sir. Is the rapture going to take place after the Ezekiel chapter 38-39 war? Or is the rapture going to take place before the war starts? Need further clarification on it, sir. According to the divine agenda, try to get the message I preach, the divine agenda. That war in Ezekiel chapter 38 and chapter 39, that war is part of the things that will take place before the rapture. If we look at how that war is narrated, how it takes place, then you will see why there will be a need for the world to look for a world leader that will produce the Antichrist. The Antichrist will take advantage of it. There must be something before the king of the north, as we see there, mobilizes nations against Israel. The setting that we have now, it is not possible because of the League of Nations, because of the NATO, and because of the United Nations organization. The Arab League, put together, they cannot withstand the United Nations forces, the NATO forces. So they will not try it now. Remember when Iraq moved against Kuwait? They were given 24 hours to withdraw. And they withdrew. So I believe for this to happen, there must be a setting that breaks down these powers. And that war is to enable the Antichrist to manifest. So yes, that takes place just